Who doesn't like trains, other than when you're stuck in traffic waiting for one to pass? Trains are a direct link to our past, part of the reason Wichita grew into a big city. Beyond that, they're fun. Thundering and powerful, a marvelous piece of machinery with a wickedly loud horn. In this month's Hidden Kansas, KEMEW's Luann Stevens tracks down a place for train lovers of all ages.
If you've driven down Douglas past Old Town and Union Station, then you've seen the giant steam engine that is the prize of the Great Plains Transportation Museum. It's right in the middle of the overpass. You drive right under it. But there's more, a lot more, that is hidden from view. The elevated platform extends to the north with all kinds of train equipment to be explored. It's a wonderland for young kids and adult train aficionados like Drew Meek, who has loved trains since he was a boy.
My father introduced me to railroading at a young age, and I became hooked, and I never grew out of it.
Meek, an architect with Spangenberg Phillips Tice and the current treasurer of the Great Plains Transportation Museum, is one of the many volunteers who keep the museum open and working, and he was my guide during this visit. Inside the narrow building, there's a gift shop on the first floor and a room of historic items upstairs, part of an engine, a large cargo scale, an old pot-bellied stove. But Meek knows what the kids are really here for, the trains. There are cabooses and engines and all kinds of equipment, but the museum's star attraction is number 3768, designed to be both strong and fast. And it's big. You don't realize just how big until you're up close. Like most of the other equipment on the platform, you can climb into the locomotive, although in this case we needed a steep set of stairs to get up there.
Well, welcome to the cab of steam locomotive 3768. To the left is where the fireman would sit, and to the right is where the engineer would sit.
There are valves and switches and levers that you can turn and move. You really get a sense of what it would have been like. Hard benches for the engineer and fireman to sit on, narrow windows on either side that were the only way they could look out and see what was ahead. The locomotive, including the cab, has been restored to the way it would have looked in 1938.
We're very proud of our equipment. We do our best to keep things intact and restored as much as we can, but it never ends.
For Drew Meek and the other volunteers, the hours of work keeping the museum running lets them stay involved with a favorite hobby, keeping childhood memories alive. It also helps keep this time alive for today's kids.
We have an entire generation that has not experienced waving at the guy in the caboose as the train goes by. They're different now, but to people that are used to living inside their phones, so to speak, being exposed to these beasts of the industrial age that are still with us today, seeing the power, being able to see the power firsthand, is still fascinating to people.
You can find out for yourself. The Great Plains Transportation Museum is open every Saturday.